Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, people are... people are trying to... really, really trying hard to compare and contrast the idea that Nick Saban is doing something better than Nate Oates. Nick Saban, of course, Alabama football coach. Nate Oates, Alabama basketball coach. As we all know, when you look at Alabama's basketball team, Brandon Miller may be their best player. And he drove some people to the bar district, and there was some, you know, dropped them off. It was two of his teammates, or one of his teammates and one of his friends, dropped them off, and then he came back. And when he was coming back to pick him up, the teammate that he had dropped off had left his gun in the back seat. He got his gun out of his car, went and shot some, you know, got into a gunfight with another group, ended up killing a lady. Long story short, Brandon Miller was, you know, people were saying that he should have been suspended as well, but he wasn't charged with anything because he really didn't do anything. But Nate Oates, when he went to his press conference, he said something to the effect of, well, you know, it's tough. It's wrong place at the wrong time. And, of course, he was criticized heavily for saying that. I thought he was criticized a little bit too much because in some ways it was sort of wrong place at the wrong time. But Brandon Miller was not suspended. He was not charged with anything. There wasn't really a crime that was committed. Now, fast forward to today, apparently. I'm looking at this press conference. Nick Saban announced that defensive back Tony Mitchell was suspended. He's a freshman, five-star prospect, coming into, you know, he enrolled early so he could get a jump on trying to earn a starting spot. But here's the thing, and this is the difference. So Nick Saban's, well, there's no such thing as wrong place at wrong time. He's obviously trying to play off of Nate Oates' words. There's no such thing as wrong place at wrong time, he says. There are consequences for your choices. However, there's a big difference. Mitchell is facing a charge. He was arrested. He's facing drug and weapons charges. Joel, do you think that's a little bit different than not being charged? I mean, if Brandon Miller had been charged with something, he would have been suspended. But of course, in this world where we have to try and compare everything and apples to oranges and what about this and what about that and what about and what about and what about, right? People aren't going to see that there's a huge difference between a guy who got charged with crimes and a guy who didn't get charged with crimes. I'm not sure why it's that hard to figure out why it's different, but it is. He was charged with possession with intent to deliver. And, of course, the car smelt like marijuana. They found out that there was loaded handguns and a large amount of cash and a large amount of marijuana and a set of scales. In other words, it's different. It's different. But at the end of the day, when you think about it, if you are Nick Saban and you want to make a statement, wouldn't the first day of spring or whatever it is, second day of spring practice, wouldn't that be a good time to do it? Because you could suspend him for 4 months. And guess what? You still have him for the season. I mean, you're going out on a limb here by suspending guys in spring training, spring football. It's probably a little bit different than suspending a guy the week before the NCAA tournament begins. Like, if this incident happened, you know, in between, say, the SEC championship game and championship week or whatever, I mean, the SEC championship game and the semifinals, and Alabama's playing in the semifinals, then it's probably a little different discussion. So I don't give Nick Saban any credit here for suspending a guy during spring football. Let's be honest. Secondly, this guy actually did a few things wrong. And he was charged with a crime, which is important. Which is important. Period. So, I mean, we have to always do this thing where we compare one to another. Well, look at the way he handled it. He handled it different. He did this. No, it's different. It's a completely different story. It's a completely different charge. And actually, I'm sorry. It's a completely different situation because there wasn't any charges in the Brandon Miller case. In this case here on the football team, the guy was charged with two crimes, felonies. And it was his car, by the way. Which actually, if you think about it, it probably is actually strengthens the idea of why Brandon Miller did the right thing. Because had he been pulled over with a gun in his car, because he had, you know, Darius Miles' gun in his car, had he been pulled over, he would be the one that got arrested and went to jail for having an illegal firearm. What's the evidence? Here's evidence right here. They had drugs, they had guns in their car, and everything else. And that's all it takes. By the way, Joel, I'll give you, you can take UConn minus 10 or Baylor plus 10. What are you doing here?
I'll lay the 10 with UConn.
All right.
It's going to be a fun game.
All right. So you say, here's if UConn covers, right, then we'll figure out some punishment that you can give to me. If Baylor covers, you have to eat one of these fireballs. How about that?
Done.
All right. UConn missed their first shot. Anyway.
this is going to be a good game here.
Right. No, it'll be interesting. But the big thing is, let me look to see something here with UConn. Yeah, UConn's best player is back. She's been back for like a couple of weeks. That makes a huge difference. So we'll see. Anyway. Again, I just think that the far too often we try and compare things that aren't comparable. It's just, you know, and in this case, if you have a guy who hasn't been arrested because the prosecutors can't think of something to charge him with, guess what? Why do you want to make it so that we hold, for instance, coaches and administrators to a higher level than we do prosecutors and DAs and cops even? That's what I would tell you. That's where I would say, you know what? If Brandon Miller did something wrong, they would have charged him with it. Period. So to me, also, I don't give Nick Saban a bunch of credit because he, you know, suspended a guy during spring football. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Suspending guys during spring football, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means, really. Period. But it's not the same as the Brandon Miller situation. And the reason it's not the same as the Brandon Miller situation is because this kid was actually charged with a crime. Brandon Miller was not. That's what it comes down to me. At any rate, we've got Anthony, the one and only Anthony Jazz. Anthony Jazz Skolski is on his way back. He will be on next. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, there is a technical foul or something going on here? Anyway. So we are here, and of course, it's the Paul Zeiss Show, and we are, as always, just doing our thing. But the NCAA tournament was this weekend, and of course, The NCAA tournament is the domain of my next guest, and that is the one and only Anthony Jazz, Anthony Jaskolski. Anthony, how you been? It's been a long time since we've hooked up on the phone.
I know, man. It's been too long. I'm doing all right, you know. I mean, my bracket started off impeccable, Paul. I was 16 for 16. I had Inside Edition knocking on the door. That was like one of 528 perfect brackets left in the world, and just like the movie Inception, and the ending sucked. It was awful, man. I got ripped apart on day two. Ripped apart.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know that I could say that I completely that I lit the world on fire. The only thing I can be happy about, right? There's two things that I feel good about. You know, anybody that would listen to me, I said the quote unquote Cinderella, and I guess they're 9 seed or whatever, so they're not really a Cinderella, but they kind of are. I thought the Cinderella that would make the most noise would be Florida Atlantic. And I actually had them going to one more round. So I actually had them winning, I think, and getting to the Elite Eight. So that made me feel good. And the other thing I said is that the two teams that are best equipped in the ACC to make a run in the tournament are Pitt and Miami. And here, you know, Pitt made a decent run, and Miami is the last one standing. So those are about the only two things I feel good about.
Nah, that was good with FAU. Paul, I had to bowing out to Memphis. But you know what? That's also no personal bias, and we let that get in the way of our picks a lot of times because I saw only, one of Florida Atlantic's three losses live and in person in Murfreesboro. They lost to Middle Tennessee State. And, I mean, they got shellacked in that game. There was just no outside shooting. You know, the big guy, Golden, who's all of a sudden just, I mean, he had 6 points, but he diverted so many shots in that Memphis game that you just couldn't even operate in the paint properly. But they were just nowhere to be found. But it's just so funny because that's college hoops, man. I mean, the teams can just be off for a day. And that happens in the tournament, too. I mean, look at Purdue. Purdue was afraid to shoot in the final 4 minutes against Farley Dickinson. Could you imagine that? You're a D1 player. You're a guard. You're a sharp-shooting guard that went to Purdue. You're playing for the Purdue University, and you don't even want to shoot the ball when you're wide open because you just have no confidence left.
Yeah, that game was certainly a game that probably broke a lot of brackets. Didn't it? For me, it didn't. it didn't break as many brackets as the game. I guess it would have been 2 days later, or actually the next day. And I don't care what anybody says, the way that the Duke-Tennessee game was officiated absolutely played a role in how it came out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Tennessee, I mean, it did. It played a part. That was one slice of the pie. But I don't know. Duke, I think Duke was way too hyped up here. I think everybody put their eggs in that basket way too much. And what we don't see from Duke – or what we failed to see because of that ACC tournament run is that they're still a raw team, man. They don't rebound well. They're inconsistent with it, should I say, you know. The three-point shot's not always there. The free-throw shooting's not always there. They're just not a team that, in my opinion, ever had the trajectory to make it to a Final Four run. I mean, this isn't I think whenever we saw what UConn did, what was that, 2010?
Yeah.
When Kemba Walker destroyed Gary McGee's legs live and in person at the Garden and led UConn all the way to cutting the nets in April. I think we fall victim to looking at that too much. Everybody always harkens back to that and says, well, I mean, that team did it. They came out of nowhere. And everybody wants to find that team that's going to do that. And they always want to look to, you know, what you did in your last 10 games and specifically what you did in the tournament. But, I mean, we're looking at Sweet 16 teams here, Paul. Michigan State, we're looking at Creighton. Teams that had horrible ends to the season. Baylor, you know, these were teams that have rough ones. Pitt was another one. I mean, they got absolutely smoked by Duke. You would never imagine that that would translate to success. I can keep going, you know, Xavier. But it's all about, I mean, you go look at the NHL playoffs, right? I mean, you could be a dud, but if you have a goalie that stands on his head, he can lead you all the way to the show. There's one guy that could, you know, ignite an entire team and completely erase what happened in those last 10 games and just turn it on. And Creighton's the one team I'm looking at right now, Paul. I mean, they stunk the close out the year. It wasn't good, but with Ryan Nemhardt and Kalkbrenner, that pair right now, that high-low game, it's so on fire. I don't see anybody giving them trouble. I see that team going straight to the Final Four.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one thing I will say to you. Basketball is ultimate game of matchups.
And the NCAA, really is.
And the NCAA tournament is so much about matchups. I mean, if Pitt got a different draw, you know, there's a good chance they could have went home in the first round. But they got two perfect teams for them to play against. Two teams that can't make shots, right? Two teams that really offensively can't make shots and have to try and rely on playing really slow and playing defense. Those are two teams that are basically sitting ducks for a team like Pitt that can actually make shots.
Iowa State looked like they were playing against a four corners offense. It was insane. They looked like they were playing before electricity. I couldn't believe that. I loved watching the Big 12 this year, and you're right about that. But we also have to remember that those kind of conferences, because come on, we have to call a spade here. The Big 12 was fantastic. Out of conference, in conference, up and down, that conference was the best. But they cannibalized themselves. I mean, those were brutal, bloody matchups that a lot of those teams went through, and you can see that it's not really I would say Kansas State aside, it's not really translating well into March, and really it never does. I mean, how many times were we used to seeing those Pitt and UConn and Louisville teams, you know, choke in the Sweet 16, choke in the second round because, you know, you just went through a battering 20-some games on your schedule. But you're right about it. Princeton matched up perfect with Arizona. That's why I had Princeton over Arizona, because they start three bigs out there. They got three forwards. They can contain Tubulis and Ballo. Those are the two big guys. Those are the top weapons for Arizona. After that, there's no three-point shooting on that team. It's all inconsistency out on the wing, and we saw that. They played desperate. They couldn't make those long shots. They just wanted to put everything down low. You saw how desperate they were on inbound passes and everything. And the same thing happened with Purdue and Zach Edey, where they just wanted to keep dumping it down low and try to get it to the big man, even though they got four guys covering him. It doesn't matter. They want to keep trying it. You can't play stubborn like that. When you're in March, you need guys that can hit the long shot. You need three-point shooters.
Well, the thing I will say about Purdue, I didn't like their guard play anyway. I didn't think they would lose to FDU, but I didn't have them going very far just because I'm not a fan of their guard play. And in March, you better have guards.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have shooting guys. You got to have guys that can shoot the rock. You got to have guys that can put the ball on a string, make the right assist, make the right play. You have to have decision makers out there. And when's the last time a Matt Painter offense ever had that kind of guard play? I mean, that's how they bow out to teams like North Texas and St. Peter's and now Farley Dickinson.
Three straight years they've lost it to double-digit seeds, right? I mean, to 13 yeah. seeds or worse, right?
I was in my golden heyday when I had on your show. We had North Texas over Purdue. That's what started the streak.
Yeah.
It's just Matt Painter ball is not built for March. It's a lot like his kind of offense, his half-court style, and the way he recruits guards. It's a lot like Jamie Dixon at Pitt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just a team that's not – it's equipped to go seven games. You know, if you put them in a seven-game series, yeah, they're going to win. They're going to beat you up. But when we're talking about a one-and-done – you know, one chance to survive. If you're not making your shots, and odds are they're not, that this is what you get. This is your results.
Right. I mean, I think the thing is that I said that before it, you know, it's not just them. I mean, Virginia had the one year they had three NBA guys and actually had a, you know, offense that could score. Imagine that. They went and they won a national title, but they're similar. They're a little different than Purdue, but they're similar from the standpoint of the way that they, you know, want to try and keep games close and keep games low scoring. That's sort of how they have to play. And you know what? When you do that, you let teams hang around.
And you know, we go back to Virginia. A lot of people call that national championship they won phony, which I don't. I mean, you win the national championship, you won the national championship. You earned it. You there was nothing phony about it. But what you can say about that is a lot of teams, you know, Tony Bennett was just throwing that pack line defense out there. A lot of teams weren't ready for that. Now that's figured out. You know, it's like a pitcher with a good four-seam fastball. At first, you're going to trick batters. You're going to trick everybody that first year, maybe even the second year. But like what, Dontrell Willis style, they're going to catch up to you. You better have something else in your bag. They're going to catch up to you if you're a one-trick pony. And that's a lot of Virginia's issue. You know, they stay stubborn with that, and it's not going to be like Boeheim in the zone defense. And I don't think Bennett's going to get that kind of talent over at Virginia. It's just, it hasn't happened. It's not really going to happen. So there just needs to be a little more dimensions in there. And I think that's how a team like Virginia does what it does and completely lays eggs in March.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with you. I just think, like I said, it's so hard for people to understand how much in basketball. It's not about, everybody thinks when you say, you know, you've got to be able to score and maybe some tempo stuff, it's not about running and gunning, but it's at times you're going to have to go get buckets because your defense is going to break down or because the game is going to get and those kind of teams really struggle. They really, really struggle.
Yep. And you got to make your free throws, Paul. Time and time again, it always comes down to the charity stripe. And it did with Creighton and Baylor. That's another example. Creighton, that's the last team right now that's in the top 20 for free throw shooting percentage this year. They're in the top 10. They're actually number 10. They went a perfect 22 of 22 from the free throw line. Perfect. Baylor, 13 of 19. That's your game right there. You got to do the simple things. Make your free throws.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, this week, obviously, Anthony, this weekend, we've got the final, I got the Sweet 16, and, you know, are there some games that you look at that you really like? What are some things, what are some, you know, betting advice you can give? Because I'm sure you're one of the only people, who has watched, you know, for instance, seen San Diego State more than just, you know, this weekend, or seen Princeton more than just this weekend. I mean, are there some things you like about certain games?
And I've seen Farley Dickinson more than just this weekend. But I, you know me, man. I watch – I'm on ESPN Plus way more than people should be watching those small conference games. But I'm heavy on Michigan State right now. I like them. I had them to go to the Elite Eight. I think that they can get a little bit further right now. You know, it's all about finding that team with momentum. And it's all about finding that team that's fundamentally sound. Again, teams that make free throws, teams that rebound, teams that can hit the clutch shot when it's needed. Michigan State's that team right now. They got up huge against Marquette, lost the lead. But you know what they did? They rallied back because they don't feel that pressure. How many teams do you see get up to a huge lead, especially in March, and then once they lose it, it's gone. They don't get it back. Michigan State showed that they are not that team. I mean, they can take their punches. They're going to get their punches, but they can swing back and ultimately knock you down. I like Kansas State. I took Montana State to beat K-State. I thought they were going to be one and done. I thought it was going to be Iowa State style, but they showed that they've got the paint game. They've got the coach, but I think this ride ends right here. So Michigan State minus two, I think that's an easy play.
All right, Michigan State minus two.
You gotta look at the must bus going against Connecticut, too. I mean, this guy's ripping his shirt off. He's losing his mind. freaking out, you know. He's on another level, and I think Arkansas has found another level too, man. I love Arkansas. +3.5. Give me those points all day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that guy is – here's the thing. That guy can coach.
Oh, the must buy. He can coach and he can recruit. That's what I love about it. I mean, he does it all. He coaches and recruits. How many times have you found somebody like that, you know, that got the multifaceted coaching style down like that? It's tough to find someone that can do both.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, you know, you talked about San Diego State, and, God, I know you mentioned it a couple times. The Mountain West just stinks. I mean, it's just god-awful once it gets to March. Can't figure it out. I don't know why it's so bad. But San Diego State's the antithesis of that. They are a defensive-minded team. They're absolute bullies, and they showed that against a good Furman team that I thought matched up well with them. But guys are showing up for this team right now. Nathan Mensah and Kashad Johnson, they're absolute beasts underneath, and they got shooters right now. They got guys that are making shots. Micah Parrish off the bench, I think he had 16 against Furman. He's been on fire lately. I love them to cover. +7.5. Love them to cover against Alabama.
San Diego State.
Absolutely. They could win this game. I have no doubt in my mind they could win this game.
They're built.
Their defense is nasty, and I'm going to look at another team that plays just as nasty a defense that gets himself back in the games. That's Miami. I mean, it's absolute havoc with those guys. They cannot. The problem is, Miami can't make shots. They cannot score. I mean, unless you get them underneath, layups, easy, you know, looks, they just can't score. But their defense is just, it's mayhem. And it feels like Marcus Sasser's still a little hobbled right now. So I like Miami catching 6.5. I don't know if they're going to win that game, but their defense is going to keep them in it.
So you like Miami +6.5 against Houston?
Yeah, and we're going to go with one more underdog. I love Xavier against Texas. Again, +4, because you don't want to get too greedy this time of year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay more on those points. But, man, Xavier and Texas, this is a game that's coming down to the wire. This matchup, this is between two teams that, I mean, one's a defensive-minded team, one scores a little more, but one forces more turnovers, one takes advantage of those turnovers. I think that they complement each other in different styles, and it ultimately leads to one of those games that's going to be 74-72 right at the wire.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I also could see them actually winning the game.
Oh, Sean Miller. Hey, you could say what you want about him, and, you know, it's all legit nowadays, so, you know, there's nothing you could hold against Sean Miller now, but he's a great coach. Sean Miller's a damn good
I thought they put a clinic on in the first half yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, this is a team that's turning it on, and they're doing it without Zach Freemantle. And if you saw how Zach Freemantle played, this is a dude that hung 32 points on Marquette just 2 months ago. If you saw the way that kid was playing, and then you said, hey, he's going to be out for the tournament, you'd be like, these guys got to be one and done.
Yeah.
And yet here they are. They got guys coming off the bench. Jack Nunge, who's their big man that can space. I mean, you've got depth on this team. And, again, they're coached very well.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, to me, I tell you, you want to know how big of a favorite South Carolina women were in the tournament? Because you understand odds, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So there's 68 teams on the women's side as well.
Right.
So basically, if you're picking a team to win, you're saying basically you're picking them versus the field. So like Houston, I think, was +600 in the men's side. I think Alabama was like +700, right? If you wanted to bet the South Carolina women, if you wanted to bet the South Carolina women to win the tournament, that's win 6 games, you had to lay -250.
Oh, my God. Serious juice. Serious juice.
You're basically saying, I'll give you the field, and I'll take South Carolina, and I'm going to give you plus money.
Wow.
That's how big of a favorite they are.
I mean, they might as well just be a all-star team out there right now. That's ridiculous. Has there ever been a word that just doesn't match college women's basketball more than parity? I mean, there is none, right? There never is. There's always that. It was always UConn, and I guess now it's been the throne's been handed over to South Carolina. But then there's just nothing else. How many times have we seen that, Paul, where UConn's -250 or -300 to win the tournament?
Yeah, a couple teams like that. South Carolina just right now is in a stretch where they just have by far and away the best player, and they have by far and away the best center. She's 6'8". Yeah, and they have by far and away, not far and away, but they have basically three of the best players in the country, and they're all big as hell. And so they're huge, they're physical, and as long as they don't even have to stay fully healthy, but as long as two of those three kids stay healthy, nobody's beating them.
Well, they held South Florida to 27% shooting
yes.
in the field. So
they're legitimately kind of women playing against girls.
And South Florida only got to the free throw line five times.
Right.
So they also play a pretty clean game. They out-rebounded them 65-28. I didn't even know that could happen.
They're huge. They're absolutely wow. They just overwhelm you with size. They overwhelm you with size and with athleticism. Last one for you, Anthony, because we're way over. But, man, it's been so long. I enjoyed talking to you. Can you please tell me what exactly is going on with the Penguins? Because they just lost a stinker of a game tonight against Ottawa at home.
You know what? I think
put it this way. Are we allowed to just say maybe just they're not that good?
They're not. I was on a podcast with Tim Benz, I think like 2 months ago, and I said, and you know, the question came up, you know, would you put wild card money on this team to make a cup run? And I said, absolutely not, unless I felt that, you know, they really needed a donation at the sports books. I'm not touching this Penguins team at all, and I haven't felt it at all. This year, they can't figure out these terrible teams. I mean, Ottawa just seems to walk all over them, even though they always outplay teams like Ottawa and they outplay Montreal. They still can't beat them. That's the issue. They outplay you, but they can't find the net, or it's, you know, Jari, and Jari's the Mr. Operation Board right now. There's something wrong with them every day. You don't have any consistency there. You know, Jeff Carter is somehow still playing. I can't believe that guy's even lacing up skates still. That team's a mess right now.
Well, I think that's going to be a really interesting offseason, isn't it? Because they've got to figure out who they are and who they want to be.
I mean, at first things first, you got to take care of your general manager. That's got to go. That's ridiculous. To do the things that he did. And that all starts with Jeff Carter, you know. I mean, they had to have been like a, you know, I owe you one kind of deal, because I just can't believe that you got a guy like that in your lineup still. There's just no depth there, Paul. It's not. And you know, they wanted the old crew back. You know, you wanted your old guys back. But the problem is, do you have any cap room left now to bring anybody in that's actually worth something? You know, that can help fuel you to some kind of cup run. It's just not there.
Yeah, probably not. Anthony, we got to go. I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to South Fayette Hockey, okay? They're playing better than the Penguins right now. Just wanted to – they're going against Armstrong tomorrow. Big game, big game. I'm a big South Fayette Hockey fan.
All right, well, good. There you go. We got a shout-out to South Fayette Hockey.
There you go, man.
All right, brother. There's Anthony Jaskolski. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Antoine Davis. Do you know who this is by any chance? So anyway, he's a guy that plays for Detroit Mercy. And he finished 3 points shy of Pistol Pete's. You know, Pistol Pete Maravich scored 3,667 points. Antoine Davis scored 3,664 points, and his career ended, right? And he's mad at the school because the school couldn't find a postseason tournament for him to play in, right? So that he could play one more game and obviously break the record. First of all, Detroit Mercy was 14-19. So what are you talking about? The NIT is not taking you. Believe it or not, the CBI isn't taking you either. They want to have teams that at least have a 500 record. Those are the only two postseason tournaments you had a chance at. But here's the other thing, Joel, and why this would be it would have been a farce anyway. Are you ready? Pistol Pete scored 3,667 points. How many career games do you think he played?
Probably more than Davis, I would imagine.
Antoine Davis played the last 4 years. Actually, I think he played a fifth year. Here's the thing. Pistol Pete Maravich played in an era when freshmen were not eligible to play. He only played 3 years. He played 83 games in his college career. This Davis played 144 games. So Pistol Pete accomplished it in essentially 60 less games than this guy. So in other words, get out of here. You know what? Get out of here. Take that mess somewhere else. I don't hear that crap. Antoine Davis played in 144 games. He played in 61 more games. That's basically two full seasons more than Pistol Pete played. And this guy's whining because his 14-19 team didn't get to go to a postseason. Hell, how about this? They're 14-19. Give me a break. He says he feels cheated out of not having an opportunity to break the record.
At 14-19.
Yes. I mean, give me a break. We do this thing nowadays where everybody's disrespected, right? Everyone's disrespected. Last night, John Calipari was going over his post-game notes, you know, and he was like, yeah, this guy hit a three, this and that, and then a little guy hit one and this and that and everything. And all these Kansas State fans were all upset because he used the phrase little guy. Get a break. Give me a break, will you please? You just won a game. You just won a game to go to Sweet 16, and you're worried about that? Put some respect in my name. Please shut up. How about that? That's how much respect I'm going to put in your name. Please shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.